I am a gigantic fan of Princess April. I love everything that she does, and she is just freaking amazing. I have done two of her scripts on Patreon too. I had permission to do that. And I actually decided that I'm not gonna do any more on here just because I feel kind of bad doing that. I want her to get more exposure. I want to do it on GWA too, just so more people hear it. She let me do it, and I was giving her links to my performances, but I don't know, I feel kind of bad. So yeah, I decided to do it on GWA instead. I told her I was going to do this one months ago when I saw it. Like, it wasn't a promise. She didn't ask me to do it or anything, but I saw the script. Actually, the script wasn't even written yet. I just knew what it was about, and I knew the title, and I was just like, I'm going to perform that. And that was 5 months ago. Over 5 months ago. It was posted 5 months ago, I think. So, ooh. Finally got around to doing it. And it was fun because all of her scripts are fun. I enjoyed them so much. They're all like naughty. They're all a bit taboo. They're all really fun. And yeah, I love it. So I've never had a stepdad or anything. This is not like a personal kink of mine. The whole stepdad, stepdaughter thing. I've never even thought about it before. But I like the scenarios anyway. Just the teasing. I like the whole cheating aspect too. I don't know, something about the cheating tech always gets me. But yeah, I like the just the naughty stuff. Like, she describes her stuff as being nuanced, and that's true. Like, it's not overtly naughty and dirty, but it's very naughty and dirty. Like, I think her scripts are some of the dirtiest ones I have done. Aside from Red 370's scripts, he wrote the Alpha series, and he came up with the idea for the Neighbor series, and her stuff is really, really dirty, but it's nuanced, so it's like sophisticated dirty. And I think that's why I like it. I love filthy stuff. There's always like cum play and cum shots and stuff like that, and I love it. So much cum. Yes. And there's always like this feeling during them, like, this is so wrong. But like, so wrong it's right. So wrong it feels good. Yeah, they're all dark. They're all pretty dark. Like, they all have darkness to them, I would say. Okay, most of them. Not all of them. The ones I do are usually pretty dark. But again, nuance. Like, not overtly dark. What? I don't know how she manages that with her writing. Now, she knows all about this, too, about her writing, because she said it all herself about her own writing. And I'm like, it's so true. And that's why I really like it. And there's plot, too, to all of them as well. So it's not just like filthy, like it's there's plot, there's lots of layers and like complicated feelings in a lot of them. And yeah. So anyway, this one, I'm all about the bondage. So yes, handcuff me, please daddy, handcuff me. Love the handcuffs. Handcuff me anytime. And I like that loss of control too. Like, she doesn't know what he's gonna do to her, and she thought she was in control of the whole thing, and then she loses all control, and then she doesn't know what's gonna happen. she's not sure she likes what's happening, and I like that. I love power exchanges. So I really like that, how she thought she had him under her thumb, and then he gets her. She's restrained. She sucks him off. He comes all over her face. And she's thinking that she's going to be getting that dick and that pussy. Oh, yeah. But no. And then he doesn't even let her come. Like, he's really messing with her because he's trying to get her back for all the teasing that she's done for giving him blue balls all the time. So he's like, take this. Yeah, I'm going to play with your sensitive little pussy, but I'm going to make sure you don't come. Harsh, but so hot, right? And then she teases. She's like, well, you know what? We got 2 more weeks left, and I'm gonna get you back. but I'm going to ruin your orgasm. I hope there's a sequel to this, because I want to know what happens. I want her to ruin it. That's another thing about Princess April's scripts. The orgasms are always messed up. Like, they either get ruined or they always happen in some way that the character does not want. Or if the character's enjoying it, there's something wrong about it that the character doesn't know. Like in the Hypnotized College Student series. Oh, gotta listen to that. That's one of my favorite series that I've done. It's a really good one. All of the sex and orgasms, she's enjoying them, but there's something else at play. Well, she's hypnotized. Well, I'm not gonna say anything. Anyway, it's actually rape, even though she doesn't know it's rape while it's happening. And then she doesn't know what happened afterwards, because she's hypnotized. And then she comes out of, she stops being hypnotized once the guy comes and he walks away. Then she like wakes up. And then she's like, what's all this stuff on my face? Anyway, it's a good time. I recommend it. So yes, this one, I love the power exchange. I love the teasing. Oh, teasing is so much fun. I've been a tease for most of my life, and it's so fun. So there's the teasing, there's the power exchange, oh, the handcuffs, yes. Her not knowing what's gonna happen. The cum shot all over her face. Him teasing her right back and playing with her and messing with her. There's something so hot to me about that, like getting messed with sexually. Just someone like taking out their spite and aggression on you. I've always thought that was so hot. So yeah, this script, there's a lot to love, I gotta say.